My name is Jeremy. I'm an alcoholic. Thanks, Terry. I was asked to speak on sponsorship and service, so that's what I'm going to try and do. Someone once told me in AA that if AA asks you something in AA that you don't say no. If AA asks you to do something, you don't say no. And I never have, you know, and that's something that I can say that I have done right in this program. You know, part of it, I mean, for me, it's half of it's just showing up, you know, showing up to AA to where I can be of service. But that's something I haven't wanted to do at all times. I first got sober back in 2018, and I went to a clubhouse. I don't know if anyone knows our place or not, but, you know, I really pushed myself into service, you know, anything that I could do to try and be of benefit, whether that was cleaning up the place or staying afterwards to talk to people. And, you know, it's a disease of self, and if I can get out of myself by being of use or helping someone else, that's where the program is. But I'm also a selfish person, you know, so there are times I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to give my time freely, you know, to help other people, and then that's been my constant battle, you know. Had almost 2 years, and in the midst of that, stopped sponsoring people, just stopped going to meetings, and, you know, before long, you end up drunk. Like I said, most of it's showing up, and, you know, this time around, for whatever reason, I didn't really want to go to meetings, and I was isolating myself. My sponsor, you know, he was able to help guide me and show me, you know, what needs to be done. You know, I came from a group of people who believed after a certain period of time God was your sponsor. And that's something that I kind of held on to where, you know, call it spiritual pride, honestly. You know, that after a certain period of time, you know, I know God well enough to not have to run my insanity by someone else. And I know that today is the furthest thing that I need. You know, I need to be held accountable. I need to run, you know, my bright ideas by someone else. And that's, you know, what a sponsor is there for, to help guide me, you know, because I'm not always sane, you know. There are definitely times where I can be not in my right state of mind, you know. But the problem is in that moment, my logic makes sense in my insanity. You know, like the things that I think I want to be doing, to me, they make sense. As soon as I speak them out loud to another person, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. You know, so there's definitely a purpose in that, you know. And I was only able to sponsor two guys, but, you know, I found that to be one of the most rewarding parts of the program, to see the light come on for someone else. And I didn't get very far with the individual. I think I got him almost on step four, but he prayed for the first time in his life, you know, and I feel like that felt good, you know, to be able to have someone realize how full of shit they are and to start maybe thinking there's a power greater than themselves, you know. And I think that's where a lot of the rewards and benefits come from the program, is when you can see the lights come on in someone else. And you know, recently I had a pretty bad relapse. You know, my sobriety date is June 22nd of 24, and you know, two individuals really came out and were able to help me, and it meant the world to me. I mean, I had really kind of burned my life to the ground, and I was jumping between Airbnbs, and you know, these two people took me out to lunch and provided me a service, and it meant the world to me in that moment. You know, and it's moments like that that I have to remember when I'm to the point where I can be of service to someone else, because I forget that. You know, I'm so self-involved that I'm not going to think about someone else when my life's going good. I don't want to think about that kind of stuff. You know, I want to think about what's next for me. What can I do next to achieve what I want? And that's the opposite of what this program is instructing us to do. You know, so I'm glad I had that experience. You know, and another experience I had is I never wanted to ever do H&I. I never wanted to go to a detox and talk to people. And then this last time I was in detox and they came and, you know, visited me, that also meant the world to me, you know. And I had for the first time a desire to go and bring AA to those types of places. And I haven't done it yet, but I want to, you know. Maybe I should get a little bit more time under my belt, I don't know, or I'm just bullshitting myself. But, you know, either way, I do believe that there is power in service, you know. And we all need each other. I mean, that's just the reality, you know. I mean, why are we all here if we can do it ourselves? You know, we can't. That's all I got. Thanks.